Hey everyone, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home for all of us. Ever feel like you're constantly reaching for your phone, even when there's nothing really going on? You know that feeling, a little itch, a sudden urge to just scroll? Well, we're diving deep into creating healthy distractions from those sneaky phone-related habits today. It's time to reclaim our attention and unlock the magic of living in the moment. Now, before you think I'm some tech-hating, cave-dwelling hermit, though wouldn't that be a fun podcast, hear me out. Phones are amazing tools, no doubt. But when they become our constant companions, hijacking our focus and pulling us into endless digital rabbit holes, things get messy. We miss out on real life, those juicy moments of connection and joy happening right in front of us. So, how do we break free from this phone-fueled vortex? That's where healthy distractions come in, your secret weapon against screen addiction. Think of them as awesome alternatives that engage you, make you feel good, and keep you grounded in the real world. Let's talk 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Rediscover the joy of boredom. Yes, boredom. It may sound like a villain, but trust me, it's your friend. Embrace those quiet moments, they are fertile ground for creativity and self-discovery. Let your mind wander, daydream, and explore new ideas. You might be surprised by what sparks up. Remember, the absence of constant stimulation can actually lead to some pretty amazing breakthroughs. 2. Channel your inner artist. Have you ever wished you could paint, draw, or write? Now's the time. Unleash your creativity with activities that bring you joy and allow you to express yourself authentically. Even simple things like doodling, coloring, or crafting can be incredibly therapeutic and satisfying. It's all about finding something that ignites your passion and keeps you engaged offline. 3. Get moving. Physical activity is a game changer. It boosts energy levels, clears the mind, and helps regulate those pesky phone cravings. Go for a walk, dance like nobody's watching, try a new workout class, whatever gets your body moving. Remember, exercise isn't just about physical health, it's also a powerful tool for mental clarity and focus. 4. Connect with the real world. Make an effort to spend quality time with loved ones, engage in meaningful conversations, and participate in activities that foster real-world connections. Put down your phone, look people in the eye, and truly listen. These genuine interactions are what enrich our lives and create lasting memories. 5. Cultivate mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Practice techniques like meditation or deep breathing exercises to calm your mind, reduce stress, and increase your awareness of your surroundings. When you're grounded in the present, those phone urges just seem to fade away. Think about that last time you were truly engrossed in a book, lost in conversation with a friend, or simply enjoying the beauty of nature. Those moments are pure magic, aren't they? They remind us that life is meant to be experienced fully, not just scrolled through. And here's the thing, creating these healthy distractions doesn't have to be complicated. Even something as simple as taking a 5-minute walk outside or reading for 15 minutes can make a world of difference. Now, let me share a quick story that hits home. Remember those days when you'd spend hours at the mall with friends, browsing stores, sharing laughs, and actually having real conversations? Nowadays, it's easy to see everyone glued to their phones, missing out on the joy of shared experiences. I used to be guilty of this too. But then I realized I was letting my phone rob me of those precious moments of connection. So I started making a conscious effort to put my phone away during outings with friends. And you know what? The difference is incredible. We actually start talking, laughing, and remembering how much fun it is to be present in the moment. Remember, taking back control isn't about demonizing your phone, it's about finding a healthy balance and prioritizing those things that truly matter. So, what are you waiting for? Start small, try out some new distractions, and watch as your life transforms. Remember to share your experiences with me on social media. I love hearing how you're taking back your time and reclaiming your joy. Until next time, stay awesome and keep those phones at bay.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.